The rejection stings like a physical wound. Aelin Galathania stands before Lord Darrow and the Lords of Terrasen, watching her birthright slip away with each cold word. Despite her royal blood and formidable magic, they present a signed decree refusing to acknowledge her as queen. Darrow dismisses her companions with cutting insults. Lysandra, a common whore, Rowan, Maeve's minion. Even when Aelin extinguishes every light in the chamber to demonstrate the darkness awaiting them should they lose the coming war, Darrow remains unmoved. Yet in this moment of rejection, Aelin's true character emerges. Rather than forcing her rule through fear or magic, she makes a blood oath to come when they need her, regardless of their rejection. This crystallizes her central conflict. She must save a kingdom that doesn't want her, fight for people who fear her power more than they value her birthright. As they prepare to leave, news arrives that Iron Teeth witches fly to sack Rifthold, a strategic move that would give the Demon King Erewhon control of the continent's center. In a split-second decision, Aelin sends Rowan to rescue King Dorian while she pursues a different path, one guided by ancient magic and mysterious little folk who leave her a small effigy pointing toward Brannan's temple. What began as a quest to reclaim a throne has now evolved into something far greater. The betrayal in Terrasen becomes not an end but a beginning, the catalyst pushing Aelin to think beyond conventional politics and embrace a destiny larger than queenship. As Erewhon's forces spread across the continent, former enemies unite against a common threat. In Rifthold, Manon Blackbeak saves King Dorian from her own coven, revealing that Parrington is a demon in a mortal body, before encouraging him to find her when ready to fight back. In Oakwald Forest, Elide Lochan, the crippled Lady of Perrinth who escaped Morrith, and immortal warrior Lorcan Solvitaire form an uneasy alliance when cornered by Erewhon's Ilken monsters. At Ilium, Aelin ignores Adion's suggestion to head north, instead liberating the ancient port with her fire magic. There, Bran on the piers with crucial information about the lock hidden in a sunken city, the only way to bind the word keys and defeat Erewhon. These converging paths show how a fractured world begins healing through unexpected connections as conventional boundaries dissolve before a greater threat. Magic in this world is dangerous, carrying profound costs. When Aelin unleashes her power in Ilium, she eliminates Erewhon's overseer but reveals her possession of a weird key, putting everyone at risk. During the Skull's Bay battle, Aelin chains herself with iron when her and Rowan's combined magic becomes overwhelming. She discovers her power extends into what feels like an ash-lined crater. When Goddess Diana possesses her, Aelin's eyes burn turquoise with silver cores as she delivers a cryptic message about flame and iron. The possession nearly becomes catastrophic when Diana aims Aelin's moonfire toward the innocent city. Aelin redirects just in time, but still destroys their ship, Maroth's fleet, and part of the island. Others face different magical costs. Dorian's power feeds on emotions, Lysandra collapses after shapeshifting, and Rowan must carefully measure his magic use. This portrayal examines responsibility, sacrifice, and the nature of strength. Power can liberate or enslave, protect or destroy, depending on how it's wielded. As the companions journey toward the Stone Marshes, long-buried secrets surface. Manon Blackbeak discovers her grandmother's devastating deception. Her father was a Crochan prince, making her half-Crochan royalty, a revelation that shatters her identity. Meanwhile, Adian Ashriver meets his father, Gavriel, for the first time. "You look so much like her," Gavriel breathes. Adian lashes out, revealing how his mother died at 23, protecting him from Maeve, before storming out with a bitter, "Go to hell." Most significant are the secrets of the lock and wired keys. When Aelin and Manon enter a twilight realm through the witch mirror, they witness Elena Galathanius from 1,000 years ago. they learn her terrible mistake. Instead of letting Brannon banish both gods and Erewhon forever, she sealed only Erewhon away. Nameless is my price. Aelin herself must be sacrificed to forge a new lock, open the wired gate, and seal it forever. These revelations expose seemingly random events as threads in a tapestry of destiny woven across centuries, even as characters maintain agency in their predestined roles. As war approaches, relationships deepen, offering tenderness amid chaos. Rowan and Aelin's romance evolves to profound commitment, culminating in a moonlit beach encounter where their powers harmonize and Aelin finally confesses her love. Dorian and Manon forge an intense connection despite their differences. Their bond strengthens when Dorian reveals the truth about her second's fate and promises vengeance against her grandmother. Adion and Lysandra build a relationship on mutual respect. After he confronts his father, Lysandra defends Adion against his self-doubt, offering her shape-shifting abilities for his protection. Lorcan and Alide's connection transforms from necessity to something deeper, her quiet strength softening his centuries of cynicism until he risks everything for her safety. These relationships provide emotional depth, demonstrating how connection becomes strength rather than weakness. In a world demanding terrible sacrifices, these bonds remind characters what they're fighting for, love persisting in darkness. The companions discover the devastating truth. Aelin must sacrifice her entire life force to seal the Weird Gate. This explains her preparations, securing allies, secretly marrying Rowan, and ensuring Terrasen's future without her. Maeve arrives after their victory against the Ilkhan and uses Alide as leverage to force Aelin's surrender, declaring she'll break rather than kill the queen. Aelin accepts her fate, giving Alide final messages for her companions before surrendering. Lorcan's betrayal becomes clear when Rowan arrives in fury, pressing a dagger to his throat and demanding his wife's location. The word devastates Lorcan, who weeps for the first time in centuries. Hope remains. Manon secretly holds the weird keys Aelin passed to her, keeping them from Maeve. Through their mating bond, Rowan feels a flicker from Aelin, like the fluttering heart of an ember, suggesting her spirit endures despite captivity. As the story concludes, the world stands transformed. Alliances have shifted, ancient powers awakened, and boundaries between enemies and allies blurred. Aelin's quest for her throne has evolved into a cosmic battle spanning multiple worlds. The companions separate. Adion leads armies with Lysandra as Aelin, Dorian and Manon seek the Crotchens, while Rowan, Gavriel, Lorcan, and Alide hunt for Aelin, reflecting how the conflict has expanded beyond any single kingdom. Each character transforms profoundly. Manon reconciles her dual heritage. Dorian evolves from sheltered prince to magic-wielding king. Adion leads while processing complicated truths, and Lysandra literally shapes herself into a queen to preserve Aelin's legacy. Yet, amid these sweeping changes, the novel ends personally. Rowan follows the faint ember of his bond with Aelin, his cry setting the world trembling as he begins the hunt for his wife. Aelin's true legacy lies not just in armies raised or alliances forged, but in the transformation she inspired in others.